Gemara tells us that if one forgets to say Avod Yovel Leil Rosh Chodesh and Ma'ariv, one does not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. People make a mistake. They think that this carries over the Chol HaMoed as well. It doesn't. On Chol HaMoed, if one forgets the Avod Yovel by Ma'ariv, he has to repeat the Shemona Esrei. On Leil Rosh Chodesh, it's a separate reason the Gemara gives, because Ein Mekachen is HaChodesh B'Laila. The Bezin didn't yet declare it as Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin isn't going to declare it as Rosh Chodesh until the morning of Rosh Chodesh. That's a big problem of why the din still applies Bizman Hazeh. We don't have any Bezin declaring anything as Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has already been established several centuries ago, 1500 years ago, by Hillel HaSheni, when he made this Loach Kavua, the calendar. So there's a good explanation for that. Now is not the time. It'll take a long time to explain that. If one forgets Yalav Yavah in Shachris, so the Gemara says it depends, is it the Shliach Tzibur or is it the Yochid? If the Yochid forgets Yalav Yavah, the Gemara says he has to repeat the Shemana Esra. If the Shliach Tzibur forgets Yalav Yavah, so everybody should scream out Yalav Yavah. So he can't forget it. The people are not paying attention. But he doesn't listen. He's half deaf, so he doesn't listen to the people. He finishes the whole Shachris, he didn't say Yalav Yavah. So the Gemara says, because of Tircha de Tzibura, the Shlech Tzibur doesn't have to repeat the Shema Yisrael of Shachas if he forgets the other Yavah. I'm a Shchaydish because he can rely on the fact that he or the other Shlech Tzibur is going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf. So the Magen Avraham in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch quotes a discussion from the Poskim, from the Achrayim. What if a Yachid forgot the other Yavah Shachas? So he was supposed to repeat the Shemana Esra. What if he didn't repeat the Shemana Esra? He davened Musaf, so he also mentioned Kedusha Sayyam Rosh Chodesh. He said that even B'diyevet he has to daven over again Shachris, or at least B'diyevet he should be the same as the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur, because of Tircha de Tzibur, can rely l'hatila on reciting Musaf, mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Musaf. So the Yochid, I should say that B'diyevet should be good for him. The Shliach Tzibur, because of Tircha Tzibur, so he said the Shas Hatchake the Yevid done it, but the Yevid it's no good for the Yoch. How can it be good for the Shlach Tzibur Lachatchila? So the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlokes Achronim about that. Many Poskim hold Halacha that the Yochid, if he daven Shachas, he forgot the Alav Yavah, and then he daven Musaf, and he already mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, the Yevid he would not have to repeat the Shachris Degishman Esrei. So based on that, then Rav Soloveitchik said the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that his man is there. We don't recommend people to daven Tfilas Nedava. So he said, if a person forgot Yalav Yavah and Shachris, and he davens Musaf right after the Shachris, right after Kriyas HaTorah, he's going to daven Musaf. So he said, but yet it is Yotzei, so I can't rely on that Lahatchila. So the answer is because he's really Yotzei the Shemana Esrei, even without Haskaras Yalav Yavah. He's not yet said the Chiyah Paskaras Kedushin Sayyayim. So Lachatchila, we say, let him say it before he gets to Musaf. That Lachatchila, he was ready Yotzei Shachris. So what's he davening a second Shemana Esrei of Shachris? That's basically a Tfilas Nedava. We recommend he should say it, he should offer a Tfilas Nedava in order to mention Haskaras Kedushin Sayyayim before he gets to Musaf. But Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that you shouldn't offer Tfilas Nedava. Because we don't really pay so much attention when we daven the Tfilas Chayva, that we should offer a Tfilas Nedava. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik thought that Bizman Hazeh, that we don't offer a Tfilas Nedava, it's not really right for the Yochid to repeat the Shemana Esrei of Shachris. He should rely l'hatchila on Musaf. If one forgot Yalav Yavah by Mincha, so if you didn't daven Musaf yet, and you're going to, and just daven Musaf in the afternoon, the same Zman of Tfilas Mincha. So according to the Magen Avraham, Rav Chaim, you'd be Yotzei B'diyevet. Let's say you daven Musaf in the morning, and then he davened Mincha in the afternoon if he gets the Yalav Yavah. So he didn't mention Haskaras Kedushas Hayyan, and that's Zman of Tfilah. So then the din is he has to daven over again Mincha and make sure that he says the Yalav Yavah in the second Shemana Esrei. Some people, if you tell them to daven over, they'll forget the Yalav Yavah the second time also. But he should daven over. What if he davened Mincha, if he got the Yalav Yavah, and the whole day goes by, and then it's already time for Ma'ariv, and he realizes by Ma'ariv, he forgot to say Yalav Yavah by Mincha. Should he say Tfilas Tashlumin? Does it make sense that he should daven over a second Shemana Esrei? So Tzitzis has the big machlokes about that. And that's where Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained that the way we assume the pshat, we assume that when you forget Yalav Yavah, you are Yotzei Mincha, you are Yotzei Shabbat, just not Yotzei Lechayvos Haskaras B'Shayayim. So nothing will be gained if you're going to say again a second Shemana Esrei from Ayre. One forgot Yalav Yavah by Mizma. So such a situation. Be'ikaradin, we've been assumed that if one forgot Yalav Yavah by Mizma, a whole day went by that he's not going to gain anything by davening Ma'ira the second time. And the Shulchan Aruch recommends he should offer a Tfilas Nedava ala Tanai. If the din requires that he should repeat the Shemana Esrei, let this be the Tashlumin for the Mincha. And if the din says that you're not supposed to repeat the Shemana Esrei, let the second Shemana Esrei be at Tfilas Nedava. Have a good Chodesh.
Okay, just two more announcements. Anybody who wants to switch to ULIM, so now's the time to do it. Don't be that guy after Mincha or